I know how gardeners feel when the seed catalogs arrive in the middle of winter. It's a signal that no matter how dismal the weather, there is hope for the future. That's how I feel when in April, summer theater schedules are announced. Yes, it's months away from opening nights, but there is hope. This year, it's more than hope. It's salvation. In 2020, there were no announcements, and except for a couple of determined companies who found a way to offer some productions under a tent, all theaters were closed. That makes this April's announcement a joyous occasion. All COVID protocols concerning masks, social distancing, and designated seating will be in effect on stage and in the audience. In most cases, there will not be tickets or programs, and some organizations will require temperature taking and contact listings. Nothing has been released about the need for vaccinations or a negative COVID test. There will be inconveniences, but there will be theater. The Berkshire Theater Group is producing a three-play summer season. They are also producing a series of concerts between May 1st and July 3rd. The concerts will be offered in a tent outside the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. As for theater, the tent on the Stockbridge Mass campus will host the Oscar Wilde classic comedy of manners, The Importance of Being Earnest. It runs July 18th to July 10th. The family musical, The Wizard of Oz, will be offered at the Colonial Tent July 23rd to August 15th. This space has the distinction of being a location where last year Godspell became the first live musical offered nationally after the pandemic shutdown. The final show is Nina Simone, Four Women. The play focuses on the famed African-American jazz singer's transition from performer to activist. It will be offered outdoors behind the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. It runs August 13th to September 5th. Barrington Stage Company has revealed that its season will be split between their indoor main stage and under tents on the property. The season starts on June 10th with Who Could Ask for Anything More, a concert devoted to the music of George Gershwin. It will be offered in a tent on the Barrington Stage property. July 9th to the 24th, a play with a to-be-announced title will be offered in the same space. Also playing in a tent is Boca, a comedy about seniors living in Florida. It runs July 30th to August 22nd. Barrington Stage's indoor theater begins on June 18th with a new play, Chester Bailey. It teams the popular Tony Award-winning actor Reed Birney with his son Ephraim. It's a World War II drama concerning a doctor and his patient. It continues through July 3rd. July 16th to August 11th presents the premiere of Eleanor, about the life of Eleanor Roosevelt. The indoor season finishes August 12th to 29th with Sister Story, a work about an actual person who had a hotline for people to anonymously confess their crimes. This story is about one of the truly bizarre confessions left on the tape. Barrington Stage will also offer special events, including the week-long Celebrating Black Voices in Midtown Pittsfield, August 3rd to 8th. Williamstown Theater Fest was also producing outside this summer. The first of the three events is Nine Solo Plays by Black Artists. It will be offered on the front line of the 62 Center for Theater and Dance in Williamstown. It consists of nine 30-minute pieces by Black playwrights written for actors of color. They will be offered in three units, each featuring three plays. It runs July 6th to the 25th. The second piece, Row, is a world premiere musical describing the exploits of the first woman who attempted to row the Atlantic Ocean. It was originally scheduled for 2020 and is part of the company's audio book series. It plays July 13th to August 8th. It's offered outside the Clark Museum in Williamstown. The third work is an immersive theater piece, which will take place at various sites throughout the town. It features and was devised by the Forest Arden Theater Company and will be performed July 20th to August 8th. Shakespeare & Company just built an outside 500-seat amphitheater on its Onyx Mass property. But to date, the only title announced is King Lear, which stars Christopher Lloyd. It opens July 2nd. However, if you can't wait for the excitement of live theater, in only a couple of weeks, the local theater company, Playhouse Stage, will be producing a musical indoors at the Coast Music Hall. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change will run Fridays through Saturdays, April 30th to May 9th. Seating is limited to 50 people per performance. The four-person cast details the joys and problems of courtship and marriage. The first act is a lighthearted look at dating. The second examines the equally funny realization that courting and marriage require two separate skill sets. It's not only wonderful news for theatergoers. It means that if theater can be produced safely, you can be sure that all the art forms will be represented in some manner this summer. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.